Hello.
Hello, is there John Burke?
Speaking.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'm Ivan. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey, and I'm conducting a survey, an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for news media, like outlets, including print, radio, internet,
no.
or television? Oh, okay. I understand that, sir. And in these cases, also, are you over 18 years old?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, excellent. Perfect. And in these cases, also, what state are you registered to vote? In Oregon?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, great. Well, I know it is still a few weeks away, but are the chances that you will vote in May 21st primary elections for Congress? You will definitely vote, probably vote, or are chances 50-50?
I vote in every election.
You will definitely vote.
Definitely vote in every election.
Wonderful. And what is your age, sir?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Oh, okay. Not a problem. Not a problem. I mean, remember, this everything is confidentially, yeah. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody, you know. May I ask your race?
No.
Oh, okay. Not a problem. And now, I do like you to share your feelings towards some people that in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which is 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means you feel very cold, unfavorable, and 50 means that you feel particularly warm or cold, you know. May use any numbers from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have opinion and have ever heard about of a person, an organization, please say so. Have you heard about Janelle Bynum?
Who?
Janelle Bynum?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. How do you score that?
A couple of her ads on TV.
Okay. And how you score that from 0 to 100?
At the moment, I would say 70, but I'm not positive. I don't know enough about her.
Yeah, okay. 70. Okay, no, it's okay. No one about it. And what about Jamie McLeod Skinner?
I'd say like a 30 because she hasn't won any elections yet.
Yeah, okay. Got you. Perfect. And I know, as I was telling you, it's still a couple of weeks away, but if the May 21st primary elections of Congress were held today, from whom would you like to vote? Jamie McLeod Skinner or Janelle Bynum?
What did I just tell you? You can't figure out from what I just told you?
Yeah, no, well, it's just the questions that the system it requires me to ask you, right?
Well, figure it out.
I mean, you say you have heard about Janelle more than, you know, Jamie, right?
I'm not going to vote for someone that consistently loses.
Yeah, I understand.
If I have a better option.
Yeah, well, in these cases, you mean you will vote for Janelle?
Yeah.
Besides Jamie? Oh, okay. Gotcha. Thank you so much for that. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Janelle Bynum?
I don't know much about her.
Not much. Just a little bit.
Politically, and I haven't read much. I read almost nothing about her.
Almost nothing. Okay. Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purpose only, right? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
Postgraduate.
Okay. Postgraduate. Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Are you married or married, living with your parents,
yes.
Single, separate? Married.
Married.
Okay. Thank you so much. Do you have any children over years old? 18 years old, I'm sorry, of age, younger, or living?
We
do. Okay. Thank you so much. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal or very liberal?
I'd say somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Oh,
conservatives have left.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
We consider it suburban.
Suburban. Okay, thank you. This concludes our survey, sir. Thank you very much for your participation. Actually, remember, this is very confidential. We just need your opinion because the opinion is very important, right?
Okay.
Appreciate that. Appreciate your time, sir.
Right.
Have a great day.
Right. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.